I drove over to the Sonic Drive-In, ordered a jalapeno burger, a chicken fried steak sandwich, a chili cheese dog with extra onions, french fries, tater tots, washed it down with one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I got nervous. My skin broke out in hives. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
It's my life in a box in front of me. Take it all in my arms, it's the soul of me. Walk by as you see me lay face. Hour two of Overtime, Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. It's coming at you live here on this Tuesday evening. 1 hour down, one more remaining. Tanner and Tucker are with you in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Just rolling along here, just being absolutely fantastic here. Feeling fantastic. Hope you are feeling well. Feeling fantastic as well. I was about to say feeling well as well. A little redundant. Sometimes I still think about the correct usage of good versus well. Do you ever catch yourself having to double check?
No. I use good.
Just for everything.
I reject the grammar with those two words.
Tucker, you're not. You just said you reject grammar.
Yeah, just for that one instance, yes.
Okay, I was about to say, it's like if you reject grammar as a whole, like that's not painting the Granger County education system in a good light.
Oh, no, we have a fantastic education system, but if I ever say I played good at something, or no, I tell someone, hey, yeah, you played pretty good, and then someone just sneaks up and it's well, then I hate you.
Do you really hate them, though?
I dislike what you say. Trying to, you know, belittle me. I don't appreciate that.
It's such a strong word, though.
They're just trying
to make sure you respect the English language.
Are they, though, or are they trying to sound smart?
No, it depends what type of... It depends how they say it.
It's the tone, yeah. That's...
Context is key.
If my mother told me well, I would say, yes, ma'am. But if some person I don't know pushes their glasses up and they say, it's actually well... We have a problem.
You know what else makes context key? It's names. The context of certain names is important, okay?
Okay.
Especially if your name just happens to be a word that you gotta be careful about using sometimes.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about the context of he is a long-serving member of the International Olympic Committee.
Okay.
His name's Richard Pound, but he goes by Dick Pound. He goes by Dick Pound, 77 years old.
Oh, no.
I mean, we know plenty of fantastic Dicks. Tucker, I mean, Dick Cheney, vice president. Clark, the great entertainer. Clark's rocking New Year's Eve. Did you ever watch that as a kid?
Dick Trickle,
great race car driver. He shot himself, by the way. It's really, really sad.
Oh.
Years ago. Did you not know that?
I mainly know Dick Trickle for the great...
Racing!
Great racing and the great name and their yearbook photo. That was great.
You had Dick Ebersole, who executive at NBC for a while, has his son Charlie. Really important when it comes to TV and stuff like that. The Ebersoles were involved in the original XFL.
Nice.
Charlie Ebersole, he was the one that he either directed or produced the XFL 30 for 30, I think he did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. And you got Dick Pound now. Plenty of great dicks, Tucker. plenty of great men who are just born with the name Richard. Hey, there's Richard Nixon. All of his friends just say, "Hey, it's Dick."
What's up, Dick Nixon?
Dick Nixon, President Dick. You
it
know?
Rhymes. Why would you not?
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, and it's not their fault that society is immature as hell.
Oh, terribly.
Absolutely immature. It's just a name, people. But poor Dick Pound today, Tucker.
Stop saying it.
Poor Dick Pound has just been dragged through these internet streets today.
Of course he has.
For making a pretty serious statement about this year's Summer Olympics. Did you forget the Olympics were this year? Out in Tokyo.
I'm really excited. No, I haven't forgot.
You have to be cautious, though. Because, as I said, Tokyo. What is Tokyo and Japan right next to? China. What's going on in China right now?
I had not thought of that.
The old coronavirus. Yeah, so this is coronavirus related as well. But per an AP story today, the IOC, International Olympic Committee, they are concerned about the spread of the coronavirus in Japan. And how about this here? If it gets bad enough, they are considering canceling the Olympics in July and August if it gets bad enough. And although, of course, this situation is very serious, when the announcement was made by Dick Pound, he's been on the IOC forever. He's a very serious man. Okay, he comes out with a statement, then the internet sees his name, and they were ruthless.
Wow, this would that's not even like, okay, the name is off, like they're going to cancel him possibly?
The Olympics?
Yeah.
If the coronavirus spreads to Japan, then it's
yeah,
bad
I
enough,
get
yes.
It. Just
yes.
Move it though. I just looked it up cuz I had to know. The Olympics has only been canceled twice. Okay, three times. All because of war.
Okay. Well, a global pandemic would be a good enough reason.
I guess.
I'm sure nowadays, though, they would have a contingency plan, right? Just in case
That's what I'm thinking.
And also, it's February. They would have time to, you know, you would probably have to go to a site that just recently hosted it. Now, you don't go back down to Brazil again. Rio was a complete disaster.
Don't do that.
You probably have to go to a place that already has all these facilities built and that can sustain a Summer Olympics. I'm sure they have a type of plan here. But yes, IOC member Dick Pound made the announcement, and people, it's a serious announcement, okay? The coronavirus is serious. It could cancel the Olympics. It's something important. The public wasn't concerned. The internet wasn't concerned. The internet's a bunch of jackasses.
Only the memes matter.
I go to Twitter to look at some of these replies to the Associated Press's tweet about this very serious announcement. The first tweet from the handle at Trojan Condoms. Trojan Brand Condoms tweets out, "We're not sure what he uses, but we use hashtag Magnum on our longest serving member." Because you get it. Dick Pound's been the longest serving IOC member.
I will say, fantastic tweet.
Another person tweets in, "What an unfortunate name. It's just Richard. We know several people named Richard."
But that one's all time.
Oh, come on.
Him and Dick Trickle are top two all time for the best Richards.
Someone tweeted, "The 12-year-old humor in me really shines when both Hot Pockets and Dick Pound are both trending on Twitter." I don't even want to look at why Hot Pockets was trending. I'm not even about to do it.
I hope people were just talking about how much they enjoy Hot Pockets.
Connor Stone tweets out, "This is a hard truth." Oh, my God. "This is a hard truth to swallow, but I do respect that Dick Pound doesn't beat around the bush."
I agree. You know, that was a hard thing.
Greg Price tweets out, "Dick Pound is telling the Tokyo organizers to think long and hard about this, or the Olympics is going to get shafted."
People really coming out of the woodwork to just craft these amazing tweets.
I will say this just to be serious: the Associated Press didn't do themselves any favors when they in the tweet Before they said Dick Pound's name, they said the longest standing member, Dick Pound. That's in the tweet.
That's on purpose.
You gotta know that the social media person for the AP, they're like,
I'm technically right.
I can hear Beavis and Butthead laughing right now. His name's Dick Pound. Dick Pound. I can't. We have a couple more here. I'm not even going to read some of these. Okay, this is awful.
It's going off the deep
This
end.
Is awful. Hey, we have to get serious here. Japan, they have recently reported 4 deaths due to the coronavirus. It's something serious. It's right there next to China. Every province of China has a reported coronavirus sickness. Maybe every province has a death. I don't know. At least every province has an illness reported.
Isn't there way more deaths than what's been reported?
There supposedly? Probably are. It's only over 2,700 reported, which is actually more than SARS. Do you remember SARS, the freak out over SARS in the early 2000s?
I was very young, no.
Well, there was a big concern over that. This has already killed more people than SARS. Yet the CDC released a statement to say, hey, if this stuff gets into the U.S., you got to prepare.
Yeah, I saw that. That kind of freaked me out.
It's not good when the CDC has a statement like that.
No.
But at the same time, I also flash back to 11 years ago, the H1N1, the swine flu.
I remember those.
Do you know how many people that killed?
No.
So keep in mind, and not to downplay coronavirus, I mean, you do have to be careful, especially if this ever really did become a thing in this country, even though we're trying our best to contain it at the borders here, which I don't understand why. Why would you ever, like, if someone has the virus, why would you ever transport them into the U.S.?
You keep them out.
Yeah.
You said, like, you have really amazing doctors take care of them in a safe location?
Here's H1N1, which, by the way, H1N1, that was the same. That was the Spanish flu back 100 years ago. That wiped out, like, a certain percentage of the world's population.
Look at us. We overcame that.
It wasn't the exact same. It was just a new kind of H1N1.
Yeah.
I digress, though. Getting back to the numbers. So, over 2,700 deaths for coronavirus.
2,700?
Right now.
Okay.
And not to say that that couldn't increase. Again, I'm not downplaying it. But listen to this here. Look at what we survived just 11 years ago as humanity here. So, it is estimated that 11 to 21% of the then global population, which was about 6.8 billion at the time, contracted the illness. That was more people contracted it than Spanish flu. It resulted in anywhere from at least 150,000 to up to 575,000 fatalities.
Whoa.
It was killing people left and right. And I feel like we're freaking out a whole lot more about this than H1N1.
How long did that go on? Like,
early 09 to late 2010.
Whoa, that's a really short period of time.
It was a complete worldwide thing. Coronavirus is yet to be, even though it's spread around, it's not in like every country confirmed or anything like that.
Hmm. My dumb kid brain was not worried at all. That makes me 11.
I remember freaking out. By late 2009, H1N1 doses of vaccine have been administered in over 16 countries. And again, the thing about the coronavirus is now, though, that there's not a vaccine. Now, there's been several thousand people get it and recover.
Yeah.
But there's not a vaccine right now, though. That's what people are really concerned about.
Hmm.
But yes, going back to it, though, this could impact a sports-related thing here, the 2020 Olympics. I love the Summer Olympics.
That would bum me out so much,
man. I love watching Team USA basketball, men's and women's. I love watching our swim team. Track. Track's always a bit. I mean, Christian Coleman this year,
right?
He could
be going for gold. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Like, this could be terrible for him. For everybody, like,
oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, but he's a Vol, you know what I mean?
I also like watching water polo sometimes. I'm intrigued by water polo a little
The
too.
Fact that those guys can tread water for as long as they do is remarkable.
Think of their quads. Ouch.
Play a game of water polo or plank for 8 hours? What's harder?
I would say plank for 8 hours because
No
one had done that yet, and
yeah.
You have several people obviously play water polo.
That's true.
Solid point. On the train, I guess. But yeah, serious situation, and people are laughing at Richard Pound.
Like, we'll laugh at anything. This thing could take over the whole world. People still be making memes on the internet.
Dick Pound today said, you just don't postpone something on the size and scale of the Olympics. There's so many moving parts, so many countries in different seasons, and competitive seasons and television seasons, you can't just say we'll do it in October. Ooh, so maybe there isn't a plan. Maybe there's so much going on that they will cancel it.
Dang. That's literally, they're the best Olympics, though.
You've had a candidate for mayor of London, Sean Bailey. He threw out the idea of London being the alternative host city. However, you had the governor of Tokyo claimed that this was just an attempt to gain some political points, basically, over there in jolly old London. We need to be more serious about this, folks.
Just start working on a plan right now. I mean, London's not a bad option. I mean, even if that guy is saying that for political points.
I mean,
whatever.
They had the facilities.
Yeah.
Didn't they
host an Olympic
2012.
Games? Yeah.
I doubt those facilities are decrepit or anything like that.
No.
So, yeah. Keep a watch for coronavirus and how it impacts Japan. Might not have an Olympics. That certainly, as you looked it up, Tucker, it'd be the first time it was canceled for a non-war event.
Since 1944.
So World War II, you know.
Yeah, it was canceled twice during World War II. 40 and 44, and in 1916, World War I canceled it.
World War II took away the Olympics. That Hitler guy was a real jerk.
He was. Like, he really put a damper on things.
It's awful. Yeah, man. Yeah, but yeah, seriously, though. First non-war time, though.
That's big. That's crazy.
And all the internet wants to do is laugh. Shame
on
yourself.
That's all,
shame
that's
on yourselves. Think about what you've done. Think about what you've done. Dick Pound. First break here of hour two. We're going to gain some maturity when we come back here. If you want to call in, by the way, 865-546-8200. 546-8200. We are back with more overtime in hour two after this. We're brought to you by KC Kitchen Center as we come back in here with more overtime. They are located at 5902 Kingston Pike across from Food City in Bearden. Open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. Stop in there, say hi to Kelly and the crew. Tell them that Fan Run Radio sent you there. They'll get you started on your countertop renovation journey, whether you need to update the look of that kitchen that you know you've been needing to freshen up for quite some time, whether it's to update the look of your bathroom, any other area, and also, hey, it's going to get warm here coming up sometime soon. If you've been thinking about starting an outdoor kitchen, hey, you need to go ahead and get started with that at KC Kitchen Center. They will take care of you. They'll get you started, guide you through the process. They will have the perfect surface solution for your home. Granite, quartz, marble, recycled glass, so much more. Easy and fast installations. And you can call 865-971-5800 to get a free in-home estimate. 971-5800. Go to kckitchencenter.com. You can browse the slab inventory online. You can find out all the information that you need to know about KC Kitchen Center against kckitchencenter.com. 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting. A couple baseball stories up here. By the way, since I'm about to talk baseball, let's see how bad it's getting over at Lindsey Nelson Stadium right now.
Ooh. Think we got 15 yet? Do we have 15?
Oh, we already had 15.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing, Tucker. We already had 15.
We just stack it up.
Right now... Oh, it's already over. How about that? Oh, just tweeted out. It's a final. Tennessee destroys the Northern Kentucky Norse 15-1.
Get out of here.
The Vols move to 8-0. Undefeated. Never lost. To quote LeVar Ball.
Just put them number one. Best team in the country.
Hey, no. We don't care about the polls anymore, Tucker.
Don't pick us.
They disrespect us.
That's right.
They don't put no respect on our name. So screw them. Screw the polls. Polls won't matter in Omaha.
That's right.
They don't matter. Let them keep disrespecting us. Let them keep overlooking us. That's all I got to say about it. Just keep on winning. Prove the haters wrong, Tony V. Big Italian stallion, Tony V. Best looking coach in college athletics. Easily.
No doubt.
Easily. All right, so that's your final there. Vols move to 8-0 on the baseball diamond. So here's a couple of baseball stories. Pass on some news today. You Yankees fans, sorry, Luis Severino, he's going to be out for this season. Tommy John surgery. It's a big hit for Yankees.
Yeah, that really does stink for them.
This is only less than a week after they shut him down due to forearm discomfort. He's going to get the old Tommy John surgery.
That's a really big deal.
Yep, so no big starting pitcher for the Yankees this season. So pass along that news item here. I'm going to backtrack to yesterday. It's already begun with the Astros. Altuve, hit by pitch, spring training.
Pitch number one.
Now, was it completely intentional?
I hope.
Because some people are saying it was kind of like a breaking ball they kind of like leaned into or something like that.
Oh.
Kind of. I don't believe it.
I hope it was intentional.
They all need to get beamed at least once.
They need to all, yeah, take what's coming. Just take one.
Well, maybe not the ones that were on the 2017 team. Maybe it's not fair to them.
Yeah.
But definitely the ones that were. It's starting already. It's not even March.
I don't want anybody hurt, but...
How serious are these punishments going to be for Manfred? Because he already said that he was going to punish any type of retaliation. Which is just so funny because the players have never gotten punished themselves.
If other players on other teams end up getting punished worse due to after effects and consequences of their cheating, and they get nothing, that is... It's inexcusable. How do you allow that? They have... I don't know. I still don't know how they haven't been punished. Why would they not keep cheating?
I don't know. What's the incentive for them not to?
It obviously worked.
You would like to think that because of these penalties already handed down that they're obviously not going to do that same system.
Yeah.
Because it became so obvious. But again, what's to stop them from trying to cheat in other methods, trying to steal signs by other methods?
I mean, the players, like, why would they not want to? They've seen no consequence whatsoever.
Yeah.
They get to keep their rings. They get to keep the trophy. They get to keep the banner. Nothing has been taken away from them. All that's happening now is people bringing signs to their spring training, making fun of them, which they're also stealing.
That's ironic, right?
Big time.
They're still stealing signs.
They just can't help themselves. They're addicted to it.
This is never the right way to go about a PR mess, is just to bring more attention to yourself. If you're out there confiscating signs, if you're out there just trying your best to push it under the rug, but yet at the same time, that's getting more attention.
Exactly.
And yet it's still getting more attention to, oh yeah, the original cheating in the first place.
They are doing a terrible job of trying to let this die.
I hope they get their ass kicked in every game this season. I really do. And I'm not someone who's just invested in just hating certain baseball teams. But really, just due to the aftermath of not a strong enough punishment, I don't care what happens to them.
Yeah, I mean, up until this cheating scandal, I had no reason to dislike the Astros, other than the fact that, like, my team isn't good. So, I mean, I guess I have some sort of, like, you know, I dislike the good teams because, you know, must be nice. But I despise the Astros now.
Jose Altuve is a fraud. Alex Bregman's a fraud. Carlos Correa, I absolutely hope he gets the crap beamed out of him.
Yeah,
because he's been the one most on the defensive about not doing anything wrong.
And he's the only one. He's been on multiple cheating teams.
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder.
I mean,
makes you wonder a whole lot here. So that's your little quick baseball development here. We'll go ahead and hit a break here. We'll call it a little short here because when we come back, Tucker, I guess I'm going to, well, you know what? Do you want to do birthdays again?
Yeah, I actually enjoy it, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Okay, I was going to say we can either do that or circle back to NFL talk.
I'm good with birthdays. I need to redeem myself, man.
You want to get redeemed? Okay. I guess that's what we'll do.
D'Angelo Russell, that one still stings.
I'm still disappointed.
Just one of those times when your mind goes blank, man. That and Verlander, it just keeps happening. Expect one a day. Going to happen once a day.
Two sports ones, too.
I know, that's what makes it worse. If it was just some actor, I wouldn't care.
I can't believe I pay you to do this, Tucker. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is why we pay you the big bucks here on Overtime. All right, let's hit break, reset, do birthdays on the other side. You're listening to Overtime Fan Run Radio.
Time to play the game.
All right, Tucker, I gave you the option to skip birthdays today, but you insisted.
I like the birthday game, man. Like, and I've let myself down a few times on some easy ones. I need to have a full day. I need to be efficient with myself.
All right, you asked for it. You asked for it, so I'm just going to go back on our birthday website and just read them off as I see them. I already know one really good one for today. I see another really good one. Okay. All right, here's your chance, Tucker.
Okay.
How confident do you feel in yourself?
7.4.
I'll allow it.
Reasonably.
That's a passing grade.
Yeah.
If it's a 74 out of 100. Sure, yeah. That's enough to get credit. Boom. All right, here we go. Starting off today. 71 today. American wrestler. He's got to be like one of the most legendary wrestlers of all time. He's known for his big blonde hair.
Ric Flair.
Can I get a woo?
Woo.
What was that?
That was bad.
Oh, do you want a redo? Do you need some water?
Actually, yeah, but I don't know, man. Woo!
That's so much better. Oh,
that first one's tough.
I was concerned. I heard a
woo. I caught myself off guard with that one.
I wasn't ready. Happy birthday to the Nature Boy, one of the goats. Arguably the goat.
He's
pretty much the goat. I can't call Hulk Hogan the goat. Hulk Hogan is canceled.
He's the only wrestler to have ever made me shed real tears watching a WWE wrestling match. You know the one I'm talking about, too.
Oh, I do. Oh, I definitely do. Was it Shawn Michaels?
I'm sorry.
I love you. Proceeds to knock his teeth out.
Oh, God. That had me in shambles.
Oh, the drama. Oh, the emotion.
That's an all-time match, man. That was a good one.
Don't forget that Ric Flair then went on to fight a bunch of matches in TNA after that, but
eh.
That was his last WWE match.
Yeah.
Good old Mania 24. Man, that's been forever ago. All right, I keep moving on here. Next up, it's one of my favorites right here, and he would have been 77 today. He passed away in 2001. He was an English musician. He was a guitarist. He was both part of a band. Also had a good solo career after he left this band. He was, he was the lead guitarist and also one of the secondary songwriters of the Beatles.
Secondary?
As in, like, he
was
did...
it Ringo?
No. Was it Ringo?
It's Paul.
No, it's not.
It's John Lennon.
No, it's not.
I'm just going to go through all the Beatles.
Well, you only have one left.
Paul, John, Ringo, and... Whoa. Let's take it easy here. We got Paul McCartney, John Lennon.
I'm looking like Ringo into Star, your soul.
And I'm always missing one, man.
He wrote, "Here Comes the Sun," "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," something. He wrote some good ones for them. And did lead vocals. Had a good solo career.
And
he was a big like charitable activist as well after that.
He
was known for a solo hit, "My Sweet Lord." Are you kidding me?
Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Ringo Starr.
I hate you, Tucker. And I'm giving you 5 seconds.
And
I
dude,
hate you.
Three. Ringo.
Two.
John. Paul.
Last chance. Come
Paul,
on.
Paul. No, I can't think of his name, man. I can't.
You suck. It's George Harrison.
George Harrison.
He rolls over in his grave. I don't even know he had a grave. He probably got cremated, actually, knowing his religious beliefs.
Oh, my God.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's been a long time since I named all of them off. I mean, you know Paul and John. Ringo, just because it's Ringo. Ringo was the drummer, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. See, I know the Beatles. I just couldn't think of George Harrison.
Well, you apparently you don't because you
just
didn't.
Couldn't think of George Harrison.
You didn't know George Harrison.
And that's not as bad as my others. I probably did just make an entire bunch group of people mad, though.
Yeah, you've made me a little upset.
Well, that doesn't bother me as much.
55 today. He is an American comedian. He's a he's what's called a prop comic. He uses a bunch of props on stage.
Jeff Dunham.
Not Jeff Dunham. He was much bigger in the 90s. He's someone who's definitely known for maybe not being that funny. He's known for
He's got red hair.
Goes by his nickname, yes. His big red curly hair.
Carrot Top.
It's Carrot Top.
Let's go.
Okay.
I knew that one.
Man, he's 55. He's
55?
He's also had a bunch of plastic surgery done.
Has he really?
And he also like works out like a whole lot too.
He's weirdly like beefy.
He's a strange looking human being.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of always has been, but especially recently.
Yeah. Last time I remember seeing him, I've just been like, whoa.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well.
Is it bad I got that one when you said he wasn't that funny?
No, I mean, that was a good hint because he's not.
He's not.
Did you know he was in movies back in the day? Like, starting movies?
No.
They're like some of the worst movies ever made.
Because he's not funny.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. 26 today. He is an American basketball player. He is a point guard, shooting guard for the Raptors. Played his college basketball at Wichita State. He was undrafted.
An undrafted? Does he start? He doesn't start.
I mean, he does start.
He does start?
I think he does.
Is he more of a shooting guard, though?
I don't know. All I know that he's always been on the Raptors.
26?
Yeah. He was really good in college. He was the two-time Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. He was on like really good teams for Wichita State. NBA champion with the Raptors. Key member of this Raptors championship team, by the way.
Lowry? He's not 26.
Nope. Man, you struggle with basketball stuff.
Yeah, man, I pay attention to the few teams.
Okay, I'll help you here. Initials, FV.
Oh, it's Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet.
Okay. Gotcha. I forgot about old Fred VanVleet. He was a problem in the finals.
He was a big-time problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, Fred VanVleet. I'm trying to find one that is like fair to you. There's a couple I know, but I think they might be really tough. And I kind of like, I'm afraid that you'll just be sitting there with like a blank face for a while just because it's so tough. So I don't want to do that to you.
Actors.
Yeah, well, one's an actor, one's like a TV personality.
Do the actor.
Are you sure?
Is this like a no name?
No, not really, but...
If you can name a movie that I've seen him in,
You definitely know his movies.
I can probably pull the name out, or I'll know the face. That's the most frustrating
part. All right, let's do it then.
When I know what they look like.
Okay, we're going to do it then. He is... How old is he today? He is 49. He is 49 today.
49 years old.
American actor. His acting roles include Samwise in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's Mikey Walsh in The Goonies.
Mikey Walsh in The Goonies.
And Rudy in Rudy.
Oh, it's Rudy.
Yes, but that's up. But it's not
I'm aware.
Rudy.
It's
He was Bob in the second season of Stranger Things.
Yes, he was.
R.I.P. Bob, spoiler. So it's been out for 3 years.
Yeah. This is another one of those I know exactly.
You asked for it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, initials are S.A.
S.A. Sean. Yeah. Sean, I know Sean.
It is Sean.
It's Sean.
Come on, you can do
Sean.
It.
Sean,
you can do it.
It's like Atler.
No, you're close. You're actually close. I'm helping you out here. It's close.
Sean,
think of a city in Texas.
Sean Austin.
Close.
But Sean.
That's what I'm saying. It's close. It's like you remove a letter. Come on.
Sean Otten?
No. Oh my, remove like another letter. Come on, Tucker.
Sean Oss.
I'm just going to give it
Sean
to
Sean Astin.
Yeah, Astin.
Let's okay. go.
I'm done.
Oh. I did it. Count it.
Sure. We'll count it here. I'll do one more for you here, and it's not really a famous person per se. No offense. It's someone who actually works with us.
Oh, great. Okay.
I don't even know exactly how old he is.
Okay.
But today is his birthday. He works with us.
It's in February.
And of course, okay. Since for the last show, he's on a show that comes before us.
Happy birthday to Trey.
It's not Trey. He is someone you've met, though. Because I know there's some people you still haven't met.
I mean, is it Russ's birthday?
No.
Is it Bear's birthday?
It is Bear's birthday.
Happy birthday, Bear.
Happy birthday to the Bear.
Yeah. Feel bad I picked him, like, last, but...
Well, at least you didn't struggle a whole lot.
I mean, I know their names.
You got immediately kind of close with, like, name and drive people.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, I know my way around this
place. I thought you were going to start naming off people from the Blitz and...
You said they're on the show before us, and I'm just like,
well,
oh.
That meant, like, a show that comes before us. I kind of did give it away in saying that, but that meant, like, any show before us.
A solid point.
But that's fine, though.
I guess I just went...
You picked up on it.
I just guessed right.
You picked up on it. It's okay. Well, Tucker, you wanted to do birthdays. You had another successful showing again.
Pat myself on
the back. We had some struggling moments. I kind of had to hold your hand through Sean Astin, but it's okay. We got there.
I count. It don't matter.
We did a lot of team building today.
I got
okay?
Rudy right.
I feel like we really had a breakthrough.
For real. Yeah, a lot of progress being made today.
Big time progress, big time breakthrough. So you know what? Let's carry that breakthrough over to this last segment of the show. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the phone lines. Last chance for phone calls. We're going to wrap things up on your Tuesday right after this here on Overtime. I will not have you saying I hate this band, Tucker. I'm sorry.
All I know is there was a little bit of slander going on, and I didn't appreciate it.
But that. I'm not lying, though. That's the thing.
But it was a little bit of slander.
What I said was, we were talking about Fred Van Fleet since it is his birthday. I should have given a hint to Tucker that, hey, kind of sounds similar to a band that ripped off Led Zeppelin. Go with Greta Van Fleet. But that's not to say I hate Greta Van Fleet.
But it is to say that they are completely unoriginal.
They are not the first to be unoriginal.
But I don't think...
Led Zeppelin wasn't original.
We're going to turn this into a debate.
But no, buddy, I'm trying to be nuanced. That's what I'm saying. I will even admit Led Zeppelin wasn't original. They pretty much, a lot of their riffs came from like older like blues artists.
I mean, yeah. I mean, okay.
Everything gets cycled. I'm just saying. Look at all pop music.
I will say...
What the hell,
pop correct.
Music now is original?
None of it.
So, yeah, exactly. So,
but I will
okay.
say, you are kind of right. If you had said that, I would have known who you were talking about. Yes.
Yes, okay.
I can admit that.
Okay.
And I will say, when I showed this band to my parents, I said, they sound like Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
So, okay.
That's been their selling point.
Yeah.
That's been their selling point.
But how much of that is just his voice? I mean, he sounds Robert Plant.
I mean, it's built around that. That's the thing.
You think they heard him and were like, all right, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, of course, shout to them being, younger than me and really not only liking that music, wanting to kind of recreate it, which is fine.
They've done a fantastic job.
Which is fine.
I really like Ben Fleet.
I really like Safari Song.
It's a good song.
It's really good. I like a lot of their stuff.
I like their most recent album more than I do their first one.
I don't think I would see them live. If they were at a festival, maybe.
I would see them
live. If they were at a festival, I would see them. I don't know if I would pay to specifically see them at a show. That's just where I stand.
I was very jealous. Cody, as everybody knows on Talk Sports, he whenever I first started my internship, he went, and I was planning, I wanted to buy tickets to the show that he went to, and I was very jealous when he went.
Yeah, but didn't they cancel?
No, they canceled the first show. He went to the one they actually played.
Because they
were sick the first one. But
makes sense.
He did actually get to go see them in Nashville.
Okay, everything makes sense then. All right, well, we're back to topics here, closing out this edition of Overtime. We got some breaking news in the world of entertainment. Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, he has stepped down effective immediately.
Whoa, that's big. That's really big.
I don't know what impact that has on Disney as a whole, but... That's your CEO of a company that owns everything.
Yeah, that's pretty big. I mean, you can look at that as the CEO of everything. Like the CEO of 55% of entertainment.
More or less.
Yeah, I mean, they own everything.
He's been the CEO of the Walt Disney Company since 2005. So a good 15 years as CEO. And, of course, from Disney from 2005 to Disney now, it's completely different.
They've exploded.
I mean, they bought everything.
And they.
I mean, they already bought a bunch of stuff by 05, but they've bought everything now.
I mean, it's just been a conquest.
South Park had their episode this last season, the one called Banned in China. Do you remember that one?
I have not. I haven't seen much
And ironically, the episode called Banned in China got banned in China.
Oh, I remember the talk about that episode.
The whole thing was really Matt and Trey, the South Park creators, really just criticizing Disney mainly, but other Hollywood movie studios and media companies that they will self-censor their own product just to make money in the Chinese markets and things like that. And so there's a scene where you have like Mickey Mouse being like an authoritarian, looking at a bunch of the characters that Disney has acquired and basically telling us like, hey, you better shape it up. We need to make a lot of money here. And then he looks at Randy Marsh and like, wait, where are you from? He's like, I'm from South Park. And Mickey looks at his assistant and says, South Park, do I own that? not yet, sir.
Not yet.
So, yeah. Okay. Disney owns everything.
Bob Iger said that.
So, news to be aware of there in the entertainment sector. I go for the entertainment sector here to close things out with the culinary sector, talking food here. And I'm talking food because I'm going to bring back an old meme.
Okay.
We all remember Salt Bae.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you don't know about Salt Bae, that is the Turkish, right? The Turkish chef who's very famous for the videos he made of him preparing his food, obviously, but more especially the fact that it's a really good-looking Turkish dude in his sunglasses and his very tight shirt showing off all his muscles, and he's just the way he sprinkles the salt, looking right at the camera. Became an instant meme. It's one I still see every now and then. Well, how about this? Salt Bae back in the news because he's opened up a new burger restaurant. But it's not just because he's opened up a new restaurant. I go to this story at Eater.com because the title of this article is Salt Bae's new burger restaurant menu sounds like a giant troll.
Does it give you some items on the menu?
Oh, we're about to. So, it's up in New York, of course. It's been under construction for about a year. It's near, if you know anything about New York, it's near Union Square Park. It finally opened last Friday. It was complete with a promotion giving free veggie burgers and pink buns to women only.
That's strange.
And then, it took less than a week for the restaurant's bizarre food lineup to go viral. And then, it sent Adam Platt, who is New York Magazine's restaurant critic. He tweeted out a photo of this menu, what's called a stunt-filled menu. Okay, so let's get into this menu at Salt Bae's restaurant. The whole menu, including the free veggie burgers for women promotion, is part of Salt Bae's global playbook for the burger chain, according to Al Avich. Or I think that's how you say that. He's the GM of Nurserette's operations in the U.S. Like, what's going on here? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the context for everything, Nurserette, whatever. But he told Eater, we wanted to compliment the ladies. The promotion went well at Salt Bae's previous opening in Dubai, and that's why we brought it here. We weren't thinking it would be sexist. If men ask for the veggie burger, the restaurant will dish it out free of charge to them as well. He says, in reality, nobody is paying for the veggie burger. The veggie burger is also quite small. It's more like a free appetizer promotion than a free meal. So, I'm trying to get to this actual menu here. It's a 65-seat casual offshoot of the Nurserette Steakhouse. It's part of a larger chain that the company has been promoting for a while. Yada, yada. Okay, here's the menu items. So you have the free veggie burger, which, according to the general manager, you don't even have to be a woman. You just ask for it. They'll give you this free veggie burger, which is like an appetizer. Here's the menu. You get, you have a $100 Wagyu burger. W-A-G-Y-U. What is that?
W-A-G-Y-U.
Google that. W-A-G-Y-U. Tell me what this is. But it's $100. It is garnished with gold leaves and an accompanying golden shake for $99.
Whoa.
What is this stuff, though?
So, I have no pronunciation.
I'm just saying,
Wagyu?
Wagyu? Waju? I don't know.
Wagyu is any of the four Japanese breeds of beef cattle. So, it is Japanese beef.
Okay. Now it sounds familiar. There are certain Japanese beef cattle that are... It's supposed to be, like, some of the best beef you can have.
Matsusaka beef, Kobe beef.
There's Kobe
beef. Yonezawa beef, Mishima beef, Omi beef, and Sanda beef. That's the same names.
So this is supposed to be, like, gourmet beef from Japan, basically. Okay, if you want that for gold lease on it, it's $100.
God.
There's also a $9.95 wet burger that is similar to a sloppy joe and is served with gloves.
So, before
like
we keep going...
Like, you get gloves.
That's awesome.
To eat it with.
Before we keep going, I'm going to New York in a month.
Okay. Are you going to try this restaurant?
I am willing to go. That's $10. That's what sold me just now. I will go do a review of the restaurant and let the people know if it's actually worth going to.
Interesting.
I will find it.
Okay, you do that. You do that for us. On the alcohol list, every single beer is $7.95, whether it's a Miller Lite or a lager from the Brooklyn Brewery.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Every single one is $7.95. I feel like $7.95 for a Miller Lite in New York is very reasonable.
Yeah.
Everything's expensive there. I don't know how the hell to pronounce Saul Bay's real name. Nasret? It's like G-O-K-C-E, but there's like pronunciation like symbols on there. So there's no way I'm going to pronounce that right. So of course he's been internet famous for a while now, and this menu is so weird. Okay, I'm looking at more of the full menu here. The Salt Bay Burger is $22.50. A Gold Burger, which is what I just told you, is $100. If you want a cheesesteak sandwich, it's $21.95. You can get wine, beer. Here's the shakes. Here's these milkshakes.
Need the milkshakes.
The golden shake is $99. If you want a Salt Bay baklava shake, $25. An Oreo shake is $13. A Puff Puff shake, what the hell is that, is also $13. French fries are free. If you want sweet potato fries or truffle fries, they're $7 though. Two more burger items. A juicy burger is $18.95. And an easy burger is $9.99. What the hell is this menu? This is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
It's kind of all over the place.
So are you going to try it now that we've discussed this?
Yeah, kind of have to now.
It doesn't seem like some of those items are unreasonable.
No, go get a $7 beer, a $10 sloppy joe, and a free veggie burger. I will get the free veggie burger.
I need you to have a video of you eating that.
I'll let the people know how good it is. I will take a video enjoying all three parts of my meal.
I bet it's not good. Well, there you have it. The new hot eating establishment in New York, Salt Bay's Restaurant. For Tucker Holt, I'm Tanner Carson. This has been another edition of Overtime. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. But until then, everyone, be good.